BBC News with Arnie McHugh. Iraqi forces say that one of the highest religious authorities in the Islamic State group has been killed in Mosul. An Iraqi commander said Abdullah al-Badrani, also known as Abu Ayyub al-Attar, died in an airstrike by the US-led coalition on Thursday. Badrani is thought to have been a key member of IS in Mosul. China has warned against increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula, saying there was a feeling a conflict could break out at any time. Washington has threatened to take unilateral action against Pyongyang's nuclear program. The North said it would respond mercilessly to what it called U.S. provocation. America's top military commander in Afghanistan says the decision to drop a powerful bomb on Islamic State militants was based purely on tactical considerations. General John Nicholson said the U.S. Armed Forces' most powerful non-nuclear bomb had been the right weapon. IS has denied suffering casualties. Several thousand people have been evacuated from four besieged towns in Syria. They are the first of up to 30,000 people due to be moved. Inhabitants from two government-held towns in opposition territory in the province of Idlib arrived near the city of Aleppo. A similar operation took place in two rebel-held towns west of Damascus. At least six people were killed and 10 injured when part of a huge rubbish dump collapsed onto about 40 homes in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. Troops and emergency workers are digging through rotting garbage in search of anyone else trapped by the 90-metre-high mound of rubbish. German media are reporting that a study commissioned by investigators has flagged up significant doubt that letters found in the aftermath of Tuesday's bombing of a German football team's bus were written by radical Islamists. They've said political extremists or violent football fans could also be responsible for the attack on the Borussia Dortmund bus. BBC News.